Now in verse 2 we're told here, he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and they shall take there out his handful of the flour and of the oil and all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Now the priests received a portion of the meal offering. They were to take out a percentage of each item. Now apparently the remainder was mixed and then burnt upon the altar. And now verse 3, and the remnant of the meal offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It's a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. Now, we are told here that the offering was to be burnt upon the altar. No blood, though, was shed in connection with it. And great emphasis, you'll notice, that's placed upon fire. And that, I think, is something that's very important to note, because, very frankly, the fire here does not speak in any way of hell at all. And I think we should keep that before us. Now you have from verse 4 down through verse 10 here that it was mixed and baked. And I'm not going to read all of this. Sounds like a recipe for making bread. And the emphasis upon fine flour and the oil is repeated again and again. Now the fire is mentioned in this section over and over again. And I want to say it with great emphasis, the fire here does not symbolize hell under any circumstance. It is God's purifying energy and power which brought out the sweetness in the life of Christ. And verse 9 specifically says here, it's a sweet savor unto the Lord. It's what God saw in Christ and the sweetness that came out under pressure. Now, sometimes today, sweetness doesn't come out of us under pressure. I've heard some Christians say some very ugly things when they're under tension. But the more tension upon him, the sweeter he was, by the way. And the Lord Jesus made this statement, and he that sent me, he says, is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And therefore, believers have the high privilege of sharing Christ, you see, with God the Father. It's what God sees in Christ. Well, what do you see in him? Is there sweetness about him? Have you smelt the sweetness and the fragrance of his life? That's very, very important to see, by the way. And you remember in John, Jesus said unto them, this is John 6:53, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. My flesh is meat indeed. And he said his blood was drink. As the living Father sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. If you want any sweetness in your life, and if I want any, it'll be as you and I actually partake of Christ. Oh, not literally. We're not cannibals. After all, his body's not around today. But what we do, we're doing right now, looking at him, talking about him. And as we partake of him, the sweetness of his life should come into our life. Now, this is a meal offering, a food offering, or a meal offering. And that is what we have offered unto God, by the way.